And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Welcome back to another episode of the Called to Cultivate podcast. I am your podcast host, Regina Coley. Welcome back. So glad to have you here today. We are indulging in the Principles of Empowerment series, which is inspired by my book, The 12 Principles of Empowerment. We are looking at all of the ways that as cultivators, we can empower other people. I call it the best and the worst word that's used when it comes to leadership, when it comes to self-help or coaching, all these things where we want to help people to become better. The word that I constantly hear is empower other people. And throughout this series, what we're really doing is looking at what are the ways, the tangible ways that we can really do that within our own business, ministry, home, and life. So today, the next principle that we're going to jump into is enriching. You enrich someone's life when you provide an additional layer of value or you help improve their quality of life. When I see programs, organizations, or motivational speakers come out, what they bring or what they deliver is value. They also understand that they're going to improve the quality of things. When I went through my master's degree program, one of the classes that was of interest to me was quality management. I loved that course. I wanted to know how corporations and companies track quality. You hear sometimes when you get on a call, this call may be recorded for quality assurance. That just lets people know that the person who may be listening to that recording wants to make sure that the conversation or the person who is representing that organization is providing the highest level of quality. It's a quality inspection to make sure that you're doing things up to the standard, that you're not being rude towards customers, that you're providing the highest level of customer service. When I look at organizations like Chick-fil-A, I'm always delighted because they provide quality service. There's so much value that Chick-fil-A has to offer because they make sure that they're managing every aspect of the business. They're making sure that you're not only getting the best food, but it's hot, it's fresh, it's made to order. Your drinks are nice and cold. Everything gets out to you quickly. Everything that's done down to the person that's greeting you in line, you're going to get the same level of service no matter what state you're in. The same experience every single time you visit Chick-fil-A. That is a quality standard. And that's the kind of quality improvement and value that you and I have to make sure that we're providing when we encourage and empower other people, whether that's in our home, whether that's in our ministry, whether that's in our business. There is a consistency and there is comfort in consistency. When people know what to expect, when you are routine in those things, you create a level of comfort that really provides a space where people can relax and know that you are something that they want to come back to over and over and over again. And I think that that level of quality provides a level of confidence. I think that people move confidently in organizations when they know what to expect. And the people who deal with them feel a sense of comfort when they know that that's what they're going to receive each and every time. So as you're focusing in on your empowerment work this week, I want you to think a little bit more about how you can provide an enriching experience and provide value to someone else. What is it that you bring to the table? Do you know the characteristics or qualities that you provide another person? Do you know what you instill in the people that are around you? Do you know what you challenge them in? What heights do you challenge them to go to? That's just what quality is. It's no more mediocrity, no more mediocre experiences, attitudes, work habits, thought processes, prayers, or engagement. This week, I want to challenge you as the encourager, you as the enricher, you as the cultivator to think about these things. Not only think about them, write them down because what gets written gets done. Write them down. So that you are aware of the value that you bring to other people, and it's something that you can create a quality standard towards. So that you know anytime you speak with somebody, they'll kind of know what to expect from you, and you can provide them with the highest level of comfort and service this week. You can learn more about these principles of empowerment and even learn more about how to enrich other people in the book, The 12 Principles of Empowerment. You can go ahead and claim your copy over at reginacoley.com/empower, and you can continue to join me for the rest of this series as we delve deep into a little bit more of these principles and what they mean for you and your life. Until next episode, take care. Bye.